Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, September the 7th, 2023. I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the tasks of recently elected councillors, parliamentarians, and senators, some of whom were sworn in today in Harare and Mount Hampton. This follows the inauguration of President Emmerson Mnangagwa Mande, who won in the recently held election, whose results are disputed by opposition parties, including the Citizens Coalition for Change and regional and international observers. Let's hear what Chikombe West legislator Tatenda Mavetera has to say.
And do not put in the tend, but in a solo shaitika, a president in Bagatora, with Ramanga Bagatora, Gatti Vetri peaceful, after elections, before, during, and after elections. Second issue to not put in the tend, but if Babedam Nanga were freeze and issues, Baba Ivo Vestoro to an very peaceful, Nasuno Jaitika Panajaitika, very peaceful, Shinu Runyararo, but to tell Seratis. As you know, in the town, and she would find a mitem, that no fun of putting Gazik, Mitemia Kanagan and my youth, Mitemia Kanagan and my Matsmai, Magadabu Tari.
That was Chikombe West legislator Tatenda Mavetera of ZANU-PF, who says Parliament should have laws that will assist women and youths. She was speaking with VOA reporter Godwin Mangutia. For the first time, council saw in members of the proportional representation. Our reporter Tobias Mutsingwa spoke to some of the councillors in Harare. That was Councillor Charlotte Mokarati of ZANU-PF explaining how she will try and improve the welfare of women in Harare. CCC Councillor Fatsai Matimba explains how she intends to assist women in Harare.
Murukunzwa sei kuti sei munhu wechidzimai makwanisa kunge muchipinda mukanzuro uye tingati ndezvipi zvamunoti zviri kunyanya kunetsa madzimai zvamuchada kuti kanzuro inge ichigadzirisa.
Access Saka ndinzwa kufara kuti ndapinda semudzimai. Tichasimudzawo madzimai nemamwe mahudzi.
Kana tapinda mukanzuro kudai so kune here kuti ndiri mudzimai sanichasapota madzimai etriple C, ndiri mudzimai nichasapota madzimai ezano kana kuti eUNC kana kuti emamwe mapato kana kuti murungu unomirira vose?
Mungu tichanomirira madzimai ose, hazvinei nekuti uri kupato ripi kana kuti ripi, regardless kuti ndemudzimai wekutriple C kana kuti wekuzano, tichabatsira madzimai ese kuti awane access yezvakafuna zvakafanira.
That was CCC Councillor Fatsai Matimba also speaking on how she intends to help women in her Ward 7. And Ward 7, Mount Pleasant, Councillor Rosemary Muronda explains issues she will advocate for in her ward and the city in general.
Dylan's Rosemary Muronda, Ward 7, Mount Pleasant, Councillor. Nasrangarizwa guru rekutanga basa rakachiteka our court of office and tichitarisira kushanda zvakanaka tichienderisa basa redu mberi. Izvo zvichaita kutiwo nyika yedu yeZimbabwe iite zvakanaka. Tine maissues achida kugadzirisa ayo matambudziko angasangana nemaresidensi edu kubvira kumaconstituents kwatachigara. Like challenge yatatinayo yekutanga yakabva kumaresidensi yadi kutarisira kuti tinoda kuigadzirisa inyaya yekudikongesta mashopping centers. Vagari vemumount pleasant vanga vari kuti mashopping centers edu awandisa vanhu vanotengesa. Ende vanga vaine chikumbiro chokuti tiwane chatokwanisa kuvaitira kuti vawane kufamba kwakanaka pamashopping center. So number one ndinotarisira kuvewo nekugadzirisa mavending stores ayo achabatsira kuti vedu vanotengesa vave vanokwanisa kutengesa zviri pamutemo kana tavacreatira those vending stores. Number two issue yekugadzirisa nyaya yemvura. Nyaya yemvura tani nguva yakareba muhighlands tine dambudziko iroro. Ndine tarisiro yekuti ishu yemvura iyoyoyo tinofanira kuigadzirisa. The other thing inyaya yegarbage. Tatine dambudziko yegarbage collection. Ndine tarisiro yekuti tichingopinda tikwanise kuita garbage management.
That was Mount Pleasant Councillor Rosemary Muronda speaking to our reporter Tobias Mudzingwa in Harare. Some councillors were sworn in Bulawayo yesterday.
Bizongo Lazina Mohammed. I see a tabula and Jenna Bomama, which is saying is a name in number of Bomami in the Trani Council. So, women, Mama Sesiba named Ayana with a silver one, it is one too much. It's a book color with page in Queen, which is a book to see your own college, Jenna Bomama. And we are looking forward to the term.
Ungene umele niphi bathi?
Triple C.
Ibizo lesikomo.
Ibizo lami nguNokuthula Sibanda.
Mama Nokuthula Sibanda, ningene ku PR namhlanje liqula la ukuqala ukungena ku PR lithini ngabo?
Hayi, singithabile kakhulu. Ngithemba sizakhona ukuthi sibambe umsebenzi njengabantu abangomama.
Lingene limele niphi bathi?
Izalo PF.
Hayi, kuyini elikhangelele ukuthi libusebenze ukulawa?
That was CCC Councillor Lezina Mohammed of CCC and Nokuthula Sibanda of ZANU PF, who say Bulawayo needs a lot of development. Speaking to our reporter, Anastasia Ndlovu. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth, when we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from the Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are discussing aims of the newly elected councillors, members of parliament and senators, and what their communities expect from them. Now to discuss the topic in depth, we are joined by our first guest, Patricia Tshabalala, Deputy Chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Resident Association. Yebo ke, siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Yebo ke, siyabona ukuthi sebegcotshiwe okhansela labo senator labo lamalunga edalela ephalamende nje. Ungathini ngalokho? Singakhangelela ukuthi hayi sokuzaba le nguquko ezigabeni.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu mntanami. Okokuqala, ngibashaya ubuhlombe bonke omama abangenile kudala kwephalamente nabangene kwi-local government. Ngisho ikhambiphenankazana amhlophe amakhulu ye ngokukhangela kwami omama abangenileyo ngomama abalobungcweti abafundisiweyo sibafundisile sabagruma njengabantu abenu basethi basaka ukuthi bangene ukuthi bazosebenzela balethe inguquko yobulawayo kakhulu. Sibakhuthaza futhi ukuthi bazazi inhlupho zakobulawayo, sibakhuthaza futhi ukuthi babambane basebenzele ndawonye bengaibandlululani ukuze ubulawayo aqhubekele phambili, ngoba sikhangelele ukuthi sizohlupho olukhulu lwabantu. Yiyo indaba enkulu ekumele baqalise ukuthi bayibambe. Omama bathwele nzima, ngamanzi bayadlengulwa, abantwana abangamankazana bayadlengulwa besiyadinga amanzi ngenxa bengena esikhathini bathwala nzima, okusho kubalethele imikhuhlane engaphiliyo emzimbeni yabo. So sikhanelele ukuthi bonke omama laba abangenise bazathumela ukuthi indaba yamanzi ilungiswe, nokuhlanzeka kwakobulawayo. Ubulawayo uvadlalile, ufike ungcolile umgwaqo ngaba kuthiwa yigodi kuphela namaphotholes bathi ngamadishi dishi nasingenrod. So sikhanekele ukuthi babenandelele lokhu ukuthi bazasineka ngokuhlanzeka kwakubulawayo ahlanjuluke nasezibhedlela lapha kumaklinikhi ethu. Siyakhangeleka ukuthi bakhangele kakhulu ukuthi bengenzani ngabo bani baphumelayo, ngoba sebebonile bayazi ukuthi amanesi malutshwana istaff isilutshwana, okuzothela ukuthi abantu bemaphatheki lapha esibhedlela babe ngama-longkeys bahlale ilanga lonke esesibhedlela azaticangikhayako lake ngeyi ndaba esifuna ukuthi bayikhangele kakhulu njengabomama abangenileyo. Yebo kambi lawo amajaha angenileyo siyafisa ukuthi abe njalo, babambane basebenzela labomama labandawonye incediswane ukuthi intuthuko yakobulawayo iyiyeke. Wonke lokho kukhathazeka namusebenzele ndawonye ukuze ubulawayo abuyeke abe ngumbulawayo wakudala esimaziyo. Ngibathembile ukuthi bazafikethela lokho i-service delivery ibe khona.
Yebo, kuyezwakala, kodwa singabona kusiba le nguquko yini? Ubona ingani kuzaba ngumthwalo olula lowo? Ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi abaningi khona beqalisa ukungena umsebenzi, ayisibo labana esingathi bale-experience ngesilungu, bayangena njalo bazayenelisa yini, ngoba okuningi imvumo ivela kuhulumente.
Njalo ngele bezibandla elilodwa i-opposition kunzima kakhulu, ngoba i-punishment yona le bazayithola ukuthi badlile elinye ibandla akusoze kube lula. Kodwa iqiniso lokupheleleyo ukuthi kuzamele bame isiningi bazame ukusebenza, ngoba njengoba uhulumende engiye khangela konke akusoze kube lula kubo. yikho ngisho ukuthi nxa bemngenile benje ngababambane basebenze ndawonye baphume lapasini okuthi benzeni ukuze bamthuthukise uBulawayo ngoba hhayi kibo angifuni ukubaqinba angifuni ukubalaye beceleni asheze kube lula.
Yes, that is our first guest, Patricia Chabalala, explaining that she expects the newly sworn in members of Parliament, Senate, and also the Council to work closely with the communities in areas that are of concern in the cities, citing examples in Bulawayo such as water problems and others. Right, before we continue with our guests, let's take a caller. Siyakwamukela ecingweni mlaleli. Yeah, ngubani engikhuluma laye? Ungaziqamba igama lokuthi ngubani, uvela ngapha ekhaya.
Echolocho esiyangaya.
Ungaphi kathesi sikhuluma kanje? Yebo, ukhuluma ungaphi kathesi? Hayi, ucingo lwethu lungalali usazwakali kakhulu. Uyangizwa mina? No, I think we have a problem with our listener from Cholocho. Ngapho-ke sizaqhubeka-ke ngengxoxo yethu. We'll continue with our interview with our guest, Patricia Chabalala. She's the deputy chairperson of Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Yes, and we also noticed that Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association held a series of meetings, the Meet the Candidates meetings, where all the candidates were invited to outline their aims and objectives for the city if they are elected into parliament. Yes, sir. Can you shed more light on what came out of those meetings, which you expect to see implemented today?
Kubalulekile futhi ukuthi labo sikhangelele lokho sifunani kibo kuyona le mihlangano esizababizeka kuyo, asibi nabo, sifuna ukusebenza labo, sibambane, sibancedise ukuze kube nzele lula umthwalo ukuthi basebenze njani lezakhamizi. Njengoba thina sisebenza lezakhamizi, sizabizela ukuthi sizokwelulekana, siphane indlela zokusebenza. Masivumelana bese sisebenza sihamba ngendlela yona leyo esabe sivumeleke nayo. Sidinga yona i-accountability ukuthi bazasenzela yini esiisa njalo ukuthi ngempela sizaenzela zakhamizi lokho ebikhala ngakho, ngoba sizabatshengisa ukuthi sikhangelele lokho ngalokho lina lizasenzelana.
Yabo-ke kuyezwakala ngezinye indlela lizaba leminye futhi imihlangano phezu kwaliyana elaba layo phambilini kokhetho.
Ye, sizaba nalo sihambe sihlangane labo siba engage, sikhulumisane, sixoxisane ngayona silandelela khona ukuyaka ababesithembisa khona okuzasenza sivumelane sisebenze indawonye. Masekusehlula sekusehlula bese sikuzana-ke ukuthi kasimadoda kaphasha okuhamba njani. Asifuni ukuxabana labo, sifuna ukuthi sisebenze nabo ngesihle, sincedisane ukuze kungadilizi i-development. Sisebenze nabo ukuze kube zinqubo zaphambili enhle.
Yebo-ke siyasizwe njalo lo hlupho lwengcekeza edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Ungathini ngalolu daba? Kuyenzeka yini ukuthi kube le nhlelo ezingaqeda lolu hlupho?
Kamele nxaenzelile laba amankazana bala amajaha aphume ngenhlobo eziqinileyo ezizancedisa uBulawayo ukuphuma engcekezeni yabo, ngoba kunzima koBulawayo lithengiswa lapha lalapha phakathi kwemigwaqo, kuyathengiswa akuhlanjwa, libhanana lilele khonaphana yonke ingcekeza mibhida kuyini konke nje lemichomo konke kundawoni. Kuyameke lapho kuyameke basebenze gadalazi ukuthi idolobho lethu baliqinise baphume ngetshini. kuhlanga nabo zabo sivumelane ukuthi siphumele enhleni sisapotane sibasapote wathi basasapote nxa sibatshengisa ukuthi lapha singaba singenza so ungaphuma lokhu labo bathe lapha singenza so ungaphuma lokhu ngoba iy'nhlobo eziningi nabezazenza kumeke bazithathe ezinye kwezakhamizi ngoba ngathi sikwazi ezinye iy'ndlela esizibonayo ezingabancedisa ukuthi baphumele enhlobo ezinjalo ezizancedisa ubulawayo ukuthi aphume kuthi inikeze emkhulu ngaso.
Yebo-ke lapho sizwe unkosikazi Patricia Chabalala esixoxalayo kuhlelo lwethu lapho esicubungula ukuthi kambe amalunga edale lephalamende awesenethi lama-council azaqhuba nhlelo bani ezigabeni zawo njengoba sibona phela ukuthi sebekhethiwe ukuthi bekhokhele. And one of the issues that keep coming up in most urban councils especially is the issue of water shortage, that the young girls especially have to go and fetch water in boreholes, and this exposes them to dangers associated with walking at night. Sometimes they face abuse, and there's also the issue of dirt in the cities, because some vendors, especially in Bulawayo, there are some illegal ones who do not want to vacate those premises despite the council saying they shouldn't be operating there. So she's hoping that the newly sworn-in councillors will clean up the town. And one of the interesting points that's coming up is that the residents' associations, some of them held meetings with the candidates prior to elections to hear what they have to say and what they have to offer their communities. And the communities, of course, did ask questions. So it was some interesting engagement there with the communities. And now we understand there will be more meetings with those who have been elected to say how they intend to implement those promises which they made in the city. But of course, there is the local government to deal with, because most of the programs have to be approved from the top by the local government. Yes, okay, sesiphenduka kuwe ke Nkosikazi Chabalala. Kodwa liyathokoza yini ngenani labesifazana abakhethiweyo? We noticed that for the first time the councils saw in members of the proportional representation, most of them women. In fact, women were sworn in who were not elected. I can give an example. With Bulawayo, there were 38 councillors, but we know that there are only 29 wards, meaning that the 9 were strictly females. Is this a good idea to increase the number of women who participate in politics, who participate in councils?
Bana bekumele banjene kakhulu babe namakhansila kakhulu ukuze bancedise, ngoba yibo futhi abakhangele izinduko zonke zokuhlela amanzi, iy'nduko zonke zabantwana abadlengileyo besiyadinga amanzi ema-clinics, yibo abahambisa abantwana baze bahambise labomlabo emaklinikhi. So besikhangelele into omama nabe banjene kakhulu. Kodwa khonokho okwenzakeleyo khathesi kuyabonga, sithi kungani kuthe xaxa lokungamankazana kungane kungenileyo kuhlakaniphile. So sikhangelele ukuthi nxa kungahamba kuyaminyaka ngedlula emhlanu yalo mama bethu sebefundile ukuthi kumele bangene bayezisebenzela ekhansilini, ngoba kunamunye umuntu ongabancedisa ngaphandle kokuthi bazimele bona bafakane ezikhundleni. Enye into abasayishoda engakabazimeli kuhle engqondweni zabeshathilela yikuthi kabafakani, bathi phakani ubabaa phakani ubabaleyana. Yikho futhi okubaileyo khathesi ngabalanditshwana ekhaa kwe-local government.
Yes, we see that she's our guest, Patricia Chabalala, is saying it's a good idea to have the proportional representation because it has boosted the number of women in the councils, and they are the ones who usually face most of the problems which are needed, which need to rectification. So if they are the ones who can rectify those problems, then it is the best that a woman be the councillor. But we also hear other people saying the proportional representation somehow belittles women as if they cannot just be elected on merit, but have to be appointed. Uyavumelana lakho lokho yini Nkosikazi Tshabalala ukuthi hayi abesifazana khonokho ukuthi proportional representation kuyabalulaza ingani bona sibo bantu abangavotelwa ngenxa yekhono lawo. And besides proportional representation, we see that as much as most people are talking about women and young girls, we see that there's also a problem facing young men, most of whom are taking to drugs, and we have been engaged in some programs to solve the problem. Yes, what do you think can also be done for the younger generation, not just girls? Yes, and we heard most of the councillors who were sworn in today under the proportional representation and some yesterday in Bulawayo saying that they will indeed spearhead programs to uplift the lives of young girls and women. Sibazwile bekuthembisa lokho, Nkosikazi Tshabalala. Ubone ngani kuzabalula yini sesibuyela futhi embuzweni lwana. Ngelokho sowakubonayo wena nxa usebenza la majaha lawa athatha izidakamizwa athatha insango lokunye ungathini kuzabalula yini ukuthi bengene endleleni
ngoba izidakamizwa iyehlula iyo yabe ihlatshelwa ukuthi nasi indaba isihluka amadoda izafuna abaqinileyo ngoba izafuna ukuthi indaba beyibona babe yibo abazatshaya i-advocate enkulu bekhulumisana bekhulumeni ukuthi laba abantu abathengisela abantwana izidakamizwa bafake emthethweni baboshwe njalo ungakhangela into enkulu yokuthi izakhamizi yizo ezithengisa izidakamizwa omama kakhulu okuletha uhlupho ongabalethe uhlupho ngoba bazabe kumele bakhulume iciniso.
Yebo-ke sesiza kubamba umlomo lapha kodwa sithabile kakhulu ukuthi ube ngumhlonitshwa wethu lamuhla. Thank you to our guest Patricia Tshabalala. We have come to the end of our show. We'd like to meet again tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington.